Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark raving mad. It can be about sports, music, news, weather, the bus, the train, crackheads in Harlem, and giant umbrellas in the rain, but this is some serious shit. And it's not like all the other podcasts, rants aren't serious shit, but this level of seriousness is legit life and death. This whole anti-vaxxer bullshit movement is literally putting people's lives at stake, on the line, however the fuck you want to say it. You are could potentially kill fucking someone if you are not vaccinated and you give them the fucking measles. And the fucked up thing is, first of all, we have a state of emergency. Not all of New York, but Brooklyn and Rockland County. And it's certain communities within Brooklyn and Rockland County. And it's the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn and Rockland County that doesn't want to follow any fucking rules. They want to live in their own little community, which they also do in Israel. This is not in, and wherever they, you know, set up shop, they are so enclosed. They go to their own schools. They drive their own buses. They have their own ambulance service. They, you know, it is a very, very insular, isolated community. And they basically stay there. But the problem is that their kids go to, some of them that don't go to yeshiva or aren't homeschooled, go to public schools, go to daycares, go to the mall, go to the fucking supermarket, get on a public fucking bus, ride the subway. This is a fucking problem. Their family work in jobs. They come into the city. They go to the Diamond District. They work in many other professions, but they do enter the public fucking sphere. They don't live in a fucking bubble on like their own little fucking tiny island. And the fact that these people are choosing, making a conscious choice to not vaccinate their kids and become a public threat to other people is absolutely so fucked up, and it needs to be completely shut the fuck down. And we have later on in the rant, you're going to hear from someone who has expert knowledge on all of this shit. So it's not just going to be me ranting like a fucking lunatic. I'm not even a parent, but I know people that are immunodeficient, babies, just for the common good of other people, for the common good of fucking humanity. The fact that the measles was declared eliminated in the United States in 2000, and now it's fucking back with a vengeance in these particular places is absolutely unnecessary, stupid, and fucking ridiculous. And let's go back for a minute. Let's dial it back, because let's go back to Jenny McCarthy. Because if you think about it, like right now, everybody's talking about the ultra-Orthodox community and how the Jews are like causing this huge problem. And they fucking are. They just are. But Jenny McCarthy kicked this anti-vaxxer movement off back in 2007, I think, when she came out and she was like, oh, my son got autism from the vaccination, which is not proven. It is not proven. Her kid had a couple of seizures, and they think he's on the autistic spectrum. There is no scientific proof that there is a connection between the measles vaccine and autism. The CDC released a million statements on that. There is no scientific evidence of this connection, and they are still continuing to study it just to make sure there's no connection. But Jenny McCarthy wrote some book, and then let's not forget Oprah gave Jenny McCarthy a gigantic fucking platform, her show, to spread all of this fucking misinformation and to get this whole anti-vaxxer movement hyped and give it fucking credibility. Because I guess if you go on fucking Oprah and Oprah is like, has your back and is like giving you high fives and like, go ahead, tell them, girl, people are likely to believe you. Just like they believe Oprah, just like they believe Dr. Oz and all his fucking quackery. If somebody of stature in the public who has a reputation of doing good things, and I'm really sure that Oprah was not looking to potentially put millions, thousands, hundreds of people at risk by supporting Jenny fucking McCarthy and her wackadoodle, I get all my information off of fucking Google, theories about fucking the measles vaccine, the MMR vaccine. Jesus fucking Christ, you're Oprah. Do a little research. You have access. You're Oprah fucking Winfrey. You could reach out to any fucking expert, any doctor, the whole CDC, and ask them to come on your fucking show or to give a statement or to do something. You're Oprah fucking Winfrey. You could have had somebody else sitting across from Jenny fucking McCarthy to be like, bitch, you crazy. This is not true. You need to shut this shit down, and you need to shut it down now. Jenny McCarthy has been off the grid as far as I know. I mean, I haven't seen or heard from her since all this whole thing started. And the only reason I thought about her was because she started the whole anti-vaxxer movement in California. You didn't hear about any of that shit until Jenny McCarthy went on TV. And I think that was after she was some kind of, she was on MTV or some shit like that. And she was a Playboy model. Nobody knew who fucking Jenny McCarthy was. And then she had a kid. And then she blamed her kid's unfortunate illness on the measles vaccine. And then shit hit the motherfucking fan. And Oprah pulled the string on that fan to speed up the speed of the fan propeller. Oprah was like, yep, here we go. Thank God for Google. Bitch, how about asking a fucking scientist to come on your show? How about asking a doctor to come on your show? How about asking someone who works in the World Health Organization to come on your fucking show? How about not trusting Google for your fucking medical information? You can go ahead and Google a doctor if you want to talk to somebody, get a phone number, get a website, get a fax number, get somebody's email. But how the fuck are you going to listen to Google when it comes down to something as serious as a medical condition and taking care of your kids and therefore, by extension, taking care of other people on the fucking planet? You're going to be like, thank God for Google? Come on now. I'm no Oprah fucking Winfrey or I'm no PhD in biomedical science, but give me a fucking break. You call a doctor, you get a scientist, you go to somebody with a PH fucking D. You go to somebody who is a critical care doctor. You go to somebody who talks about autoimmune deficiency illnesses. You go to somebody who talks about pandemics and epidemics and crises. This shit was eliminated. We weren't dealing with the fucking measles. And now we're back dealing with the motherfucking measles in New York fucking City, where everybody touches everything and you are up in everybody's face all the motherfucking time. It's not like you're living out in the suburbs and you go from your house to a car to somewhere. Yo, you like touch a subway. You can't. What are you going to do now? Now I feel like hazmat. You're going to touch a pole. I'm vaccinated. But the vaccine is 97% effective. What about those 3%? What are the odds? Then you got to play a numbers game. And we'll talk that. She talks about that. The Diggy Diggy Doctor talks about that. I don't want to drop her name, so I don't know what to call her. Betty. Dr. Betty talks about that on our dog walk because how could you not talk about it? It's affecting all of New York City right now. And it's only going to get worse. Because Passover is coming. And Passover is coming, and that is the migration of the Jews from Israel coming to their families in New York City. And how the fuck do you know? And the same ultra-Orthodox that get on El Al and fly here with unvaccinated kids or unvaccinated adults are going to come into Brooklyn or go to Rockland County or go to Williamsburg or go to Park Slope and exponentially could increase the number of measles cases and possibly kill people. Like this could potentially be a death sentence. This is not a fucking joke. This is not like you go home, you get a flu, you feel bad for a few days, and you know, you could take some Tamiflu and drink some vitamin water or some Gatorade and you're fine. Doesn't work like that. This shit could fucking kill you. And the scariest part that I learned from the whole conversation up on the hill is that you have the measles long before the symptoms show up. So long before you get the rash, it's too fucking late. You got it. And then you got to just let it ride its course, whatever that course may be. Good luck not dying. And now there are 285 cases confirmed in New York. 285 since October of 2018. Like you just can't like perpetuate all of this misfucking information. And there's shit all over Facebook, all over Twitter, all these anti-vaxxers that are proudly not vaccinating their fucking kids. Bitch, stop having fucking kids. Like if you are that dumb, you should not be allowed to have kids. You should not be allowed to procreate. Stupid fucking people need to stop having kids. And what's amazing is the stupid people that have these kids that choose not to vaccinate them, when they become 18 and they realize how stupid their parents were, they need to go to court so that they could go get the fucking vaccine. That one guy, good for him, and I can't remember his name, and I'll Google it, because you could find out names of people on Google, not your fucking medical information. But the kid went and actually sued his parents so that he could get vaccinated. A 13-year-old girl also begged her mom to vaccinate her. The mom was an anti-vaxxer. The kid was like, what are you fucking doing? She was 13, smart, good for her. That kid did her did more research than Jenny fucking McCarthy. A 13-year-old did more research than Jenny McCarthy, who is a grown-ass woman and a parent responsible for other human beings. And a 13-year-old kid did more research on the interwebs and convinced her fucking mother to turn her anti-vaxxer insanity thought process around and let the kid go get vaccinated. But at 13, all those years, because you get vaccinated. I think when you're like 12, like when you're a year old or something, you start the fucking MMR vaccine. I don't even know. Whatever. I'm just so incensed that we now are worrying about this airborne, ridiculously contagious. I had no fucking idea how contagious this disease is now, because it's back. Because of these motherfuckers that won't vaccinate their kids. And what is it? Why did these particular people, what is up with the ultra-Orthodox Jews who think that they're above every law? They don't follow anybody else's fucking law but their own. And that's fucked up. And they do it here, and they do it in Israel, and it causes huge problems in both fucking places. I mean, it causes way bigger problems in Israel. The far-right ultra-Orthodox movement is really fucking shit up over there. But that's a whole nother conversation about the two-state solution and politics in Israel and all that other shit. And you don't want to go into Shomrim. That's fine. Stay away. Don't go there. Nobody wants to go where they're not wanted anyway. People are not looking to infiltrate these communities and just live there for the fuck of it. A lot of people are actually trying to get out. You hear stories. It's like the Amish. You hear stories of people leaving, fleeing the domestic abuse and the living situations and the life choices and the lifestyle, and they get out and they are then out in the public with everybody else, and they get out of that community. And it's an eye opener and a life changer and a game changer, but it's still these people right now, all of these ultra-Orthodox Jews are a public threat to everyone fucking else, and that is insane. They're throwing measles parties. For fuck's sake, I mean, why not call that a funeral? Parents are throwing measles parties, like, so please infect my kid? What are the odds that your kid gets the measles and dies? Like, what parent puts their kid at risk like that? I remember back when we got the chicken pox and shit. Parents weren't like, hey, come over and play with my kid and come get the chicken pox. The chicken pox sucked, dude. All I remember about the chicken pox was spending, like, what was my life then in the oatmeal bath, in my bathtub. That is all. You didn't want to get out of that oatmeal bath. You itched so fucking bad. You wanted to peel your skin off. But when you sat in that oatmeal, in that bathtub, it was like that Calgon take me away moment. You were just like, oh my God, I'm never getting out of the tub. Bring me every meal in the tub. I'm not going to school. And I am staying, bring in the TV, plug it in. I don't care about the risk of electrocution. I mean, that was it. You lived in the tub with the oatmeal. Who throws a measles fucking party? Who does that? These parents are fucking nuts. There's no other way to describe it. I don't know how else you describe parents. You could ignorant, selfish, self-centered, not giving a fuck. Dude, it's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's just straight up, I'm not even going to use the word. I won't even use the R word. Because it's that insane to me that people would do this. And there's no, how are you going to know? This is my, dear Mayor de Blasio, how the fuck are you going to know until all of the cases are gone? And what is it going to do, burn itself out? Are they going to like eat themselves alive? Is this going to be like, you know, a night of the living dead, like where people with measles are just going to all like sit around and wait until they either die out or I don't know what the fuck happens. How do you know when it's completely gone? I mean, there's not one more case reported. I don't see these people running around to the doctors once their kid gets the fucking measles. What do you do once you have the measles? What are they like celebrate and they're like, everybody come over for, you know, for challah and for Manischewitz and we're going to throw a party and we're going to dance the chora and like, you know, Baruch Hashem, my kid has the measles. Like who, what the fuck is wrong with these people? I can't wrap my head around it. This was absolutely not even a thought anymore. The vaccine fucking works. There was no more measles. How could you say the vaccine was not safe? The fucking disease was eradicated. There's no more. It was gone. Until these fucking Mo's decided that they were like, nope, no vaccine for my kids. We'll just take our chances. Fuck you. You could take your chances, but you can't take the chance with someone else's kid who, God forbid, has cancer, who, God forbid, has leukemia, who is immunodeficient, who can't, has no choice but to live their life wearing a mask, going to the doctor, going to the hospital, fighting every day for their fucking life, and you didn't want to vaccinate your kids, so your stupid fucking kid could potentially kill that parent's kid? No fucking way. Who gave you that fucking right? Last time I checked, you're not motherfucking God. You don't have the right to walk around and be like, I don't care about you. Listen, I only worry about my kid. If your kid gets sick, that's on you. Sorry. Fuck out of here with that shit. Get the fuck out of here with that. You are now a public threat. Thanks to Jenny McCarthy, thanks to Oprah, and now thanks to these dumb motherfucking Jews who don't want to do what they're supposed to do as a fucking parent. You want to raise your kid vegan, you want to raise your kid gluten-free, your kid, you have certain, you know, daily rituals that you want to perform that don't affect anybody else. I don't give a fuck. What you do behind closed doors is fine. But when you start fucking with other people's lives and other people's livelihoods and other people's health and their welfare, that is a fucking problem. And I don't know how anybody else can say it's not. I just don't get, there's no argument. What is your fucking argument? My choice? This isn't like abortion, my body, my choice. You can't tell me what to do with my body. I'm a grown adult. If this is putting my body at risk and I make an adult educated decision, or there's a medical decision being made in the best interest of my welfare and my life, you can stay the fuck out of my uterus, you can stay the fuck out of my body, but as a fucking parent that is responsible for an infant that cannot make decisions on their own, you have to be a responsible fucking parent. That parenting comes with a set of responsibilities. And I'm really glad now, I think fuck the misdemeanor and fuck the $1,000 fine, throw the motherfucking parents in jail, and let them be away from their kids, and then let them see how fast they get their kids vaccinated. Start throwing every motherfucker in jail. Go build a jail in Borough Park. Go build a jail in Rockland County. Make it fucking kosher. Let them celebrate Shabbat. Throw these motherfuckers in jail until they decide that they are going to do what the public responsible, what the responsible adult thing is, and that is vaccinate your fucking kids. And you know what? I've gone on enough. I'm going to let you listen now to Dr. Betty, who is the head of critical care at one of New York's biggest hospitals, let you know the real deal behind this whole insane anti-vaxxer movement and why it is so crazy. So listen to this. Let's get our information straight from a respected, knowledgeable, professional, educated source of information, not fucking Google. All right, here's Dr. Betty.
Why people would have a measles party? It's 2019. So why would you risk infecting your kid with a cure, preventable?
Exactly.
It's not even curable. It's totally preventable.
Yes.
And not only that, you're putting so many other people that are already at risk for shit, at risk for now dying because you are choosing to be an irresponsible parent. And what's their argument? Like, there's monkey brains in my vaccine, so I'm not gonna give it to my kid. I'd rather give my kid the fucking measles?
Yeah, so evidently, and then I think it's so irresponsible. There are these groups, and I don't even know who they are, okay? They're just groups. They all have labeled us as different names, who target now the Brooklyn and the Hasidic with flyers.
False information. Yeah, it's like a disinformation campaign.
So they don't even do much of the internet, you know, I guess because they don't touch computers or whatnot. So they're actually targeting them with robocalls and targeting them with these flyers that they put. And I'm like, somebody's actually trying to get these people sick.
Yeah, but who benefits from that? Because it's not like you then go to a doctor and the doctor then charges you X amount of dollars to cure you from your sickness.
That's why I think it's like pure evil, because these people who are doing it are just so wedded to their own belief They want these other people.
You know, it goes back to the whole power of being brainwashed. It's like that Dr. Sebi shit. Like, drink this tree root water and I'll cure you of AIDS and cancer. And you're like, bro, you're boiling sticks in a pot and making people drink it.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, why are all these people so susceptible to not following science and medicine? Like, not everything works, I get that. But like, if you statistically just do a little bit of research.
So my husband says like, this is an example of failure of education.
But it's, but they're failing to educate themselves. So these Orthodox Jews choose to not educate themselves. Right. These anti-vaxxers though in California and wherever they grow are, you would think they're not dumb. These are wealthy, white.
But they don't understand science. That's the problem, okay?
You don't see minorities.
Pseudoscience.
You don't see minorities being like, don't vaccinate my kids. I don't want my kids to have anything.
Yeah.
People, I don't get it. The people that, you know, one would think, societally speaking, with all of, you know, this white privilege and all of this access to education and information, and it's these dumb motherfuckers that are, like, potentially killing people. Like, how does the mayor of New York City have to tweet out 37 times a day 9 zip codes that are like, you can't leave your house?
Yeah, I know. I know. And like,
but they do leave their house. And then how do you know that they're not sick?
That's the problem.
What do you do? Like, do you have to wear like a giant M on your shirt? Like, I have the measles?
Yeah.
Like, what?
So like, you can't. So
just vaccinate your fucking kids. Like, I don't know. Should it be something that is like just happens? Like you don't, like you lose. Is that a parental right that you lose? You don't have the right to say, as a parent, I don't want to vaccinate my kids? Or do doctors just say, sorry, you're an idiot. We're vaccinating your kids, like without your consent? Like,
so
how does, what's the law
the way
here?
It is currently the law doesn't allow you to just say you have to vaccinate your kid. But it can say.
Strongly suggest?
No. But it can say, no schools can take a kid that doesn't have evidence of vaccination. Because once a kid goes to school, they can infect all the other kids, right? But if your kid is, like, homeschooled.
But they go to a park. They go to a library. They go to a supermarket. Ride the bus. Like, what do you do? Touch a pole and, like, all of a sudden? How does measles spread out? Is it airborne? You can, like, cough in someone's face and, like, that's it?
Oh, not even.
You breathe it?
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's that serious? Like, you could breathe it on somebody?
It is one of the most infectious of the disease.
Holy shit.
That's why it's ridiculous, because it's completely, it's gone. It was eradicated in the United States.
Yeah.
But because of that, people think, oh, measles is no big deal.
But it is a big deal.
I know.
What is the recovery? How do you treat? So how do you treat that? Like, if you get the measles,
there's no treatment.
What, it just runs its course? Yeah.
So like, there's no treatment.
And the side effects of the measles are?
Well, that's the thing. So
stupidity.
Yeah. So that's the problem, right? Most of the measles is fine. You get it, and it's gone.
Okay.
But there's a certain percentage of it will develop a pneumonia as a result of it. Some people will develop seizures as a result of it. And one of out of 1,000 died.
Jesus.
So like last year.
That's crazy.
There were over 100,000 deaths from measles.
In the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, in the world. Oh, God.
Yeah, outside.
Oh,
there have been epidemics outside of the U.S. for a bit. So like the people definitely died, right? But because nobody has seen or known somebody in the United States who died because the vaccine was so
Well, that's going to start happening.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that once all of these people...
Once you get over 1,000, somebody will die. Look, there's already been 7 people who had to go to the ICU because of the measles.
In New York?
In the stuff.
That is, it's, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Only go to the ICU if you're near death. So.
And then you have to be, like, quarantined, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're all quarantined. In fact, that guy that I told you about, I think he's much earlier.
It's like, I don't...
Yeah.
You really should lose your right to have any more kids. I really believe that. Like, you really are just... It's dumb. You're just
you're
dumb.
You're a public threat. So that's how these court cases end up being
You're a
up.
Public threat.
Because they become a public threat. Right? And nobody has the right to be a public threat.
Right, because that's like people who knowingly have HIV or AIDS and then like sleep with people without telling them.
That's like you have individual freedom does not extend to your ability to harm the public.
That's that's scary, actually.
That's the courts have always been clear. The same reason why you can't fight fire in a public.
But you know what is scary? Theater? If you say like the percentages, there's 3% of the people that like even with the vaccine. So how do I know
I'm
not one of the three? Now you get a bunch of neurotic Jews thinking like, oh my God, I'm a hypochondriac. I'm now going to get the measles because you can still theoretically, even though you're vaccinated, get the measles. Jesus, that makes it a hell of a lot scarier.
Yeah, yeah. Like I told you, the guy that we have it.
Because I don't think people think that. I think people think that if you're vaccinated. Because I think people like me think if you're vaccinated, you're good. But really, you're not so, you're okay.
It's highly effective, like 97%.
Yeah, but then there's the 3%. And so if you're a nut job, you're like, oh my God, I could be in that 3%.
But, you know, 3%, you have enough people who are not vaccinated and you have enough measles in the population, you're going to see that 3%, right? It's an odds thing.
Yeah, it's really...
It's a pure numbers thing that you have... That's the whole point of these diseases, that you have to get them under the radar to a point. But once they get past a certain, like,
threshold,
it goes on this waterfall cascade. Too many people get infected. It's exponential.
That's terrifying. And I guess that's the whole point of like global warfare. Like,
So you know what my son's calling it?
Global.
So my son is
medical warfare.
So he says, oh yeah.
He's eating.
Better. No poop. There's an outbreak of mumps in Philadelphia.
Mumps, different from the measles.
But it's the same vaccine. It's the MMR.
Yeah, measles, mumps, and rubella.
Exactly. So now there's an outbreak of mumps.
On a college campus.
Yep.
Holy shit, and what do you do for that?
So then I asked him, like, where? And he goes, and he pointed out these, Temple, St. Thomas, or St. something, with, like, these Catholic colleges in the Pennsylvania area. And then the Penn got it.
Get the ball, Gunner.
From interacting with those kids over there, right?
Jeez.
So, the difference is, though, I have to tell you, the college kids can choose to get their own vaccination, right? Because they're adults. So they don't no longer have to do it to their parents.
Well, there is that kid that went to court, which was brilliant. That was like, thank you, Mom, for like potentially fucking my life up.
Yep.
Now please vaccinate me.
Now I look at the information and they're like, you know. I thought I was so brave of that kid.
It was amazing. Yeah. But he set such a precedent because that just goes to show you, this is like bad parenting.
Yeah. And she still now is against it.
Yeah, well, what can you do? Morning. Any signs of the coyote?
No.
All right, thanks. That's my dog back there. He's slow.
He's slow.
All right, so at least we're coyote slow.
So, but, you know, the other thing is that, so I said, so what's happening? And he said, well, he goes, you know, the girls are telling the boys in the college that, you know, we get the mumps, we just get sick. You guys get the mumps, you're going to get sterile.
Yeah. Well.
So that's an impetus for the college kids to go get the vaccine.
I guess. I mean, whatever it takes, but... What? Oh, God.
But it's true.
It's so unbelievable that it's 2019 and that, like, this is the battle that we have to fight. Like, this is really?
And the thing is,
really?
It's just so ridiculous because we had eradicated the measles. There was no measles.
I wonder who was the first case. Somebody had to travel somewhere, get it, and bring it back.
That's exactly.
And I guarantee you, what are the odds? It was somebody that went where to Israel.
Yeah.
And then,
this time it was traced back to to a kid who went to Israel.
Great.
That's exactly. But here's the ironic thing, okay? So Israel actually has very high vaccination rates.
Well,
of course, you know, it's Israel.
Yeah.
And you just have to do it. But even within Israel, I get this. The problem is the Hasidics here are going back to Israel to these Hasidic...
Well, this is why they're so concerned because Passover is coming.
Yeah.
And they're saying that there could be like an explosion.
It was because they went back to Sukkot.
For Sukkot. For Sukkot.
Right. That holiday.
Now it's a Passover 7 days. So now it's going to be more people coming or going and coming back. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Maybe you don't get on an airplane. Maybe you need to show your vaccinations to get on a flight. I don't have a problem with that. No. Like, I don't have a problem, like... Yeah. You could search me. I have nothing to hide. It's all the people that freak out about too much security, too many cameras, too many people in my shit that really, like, you know.
Well, that's what they're asking us to do. They're saying.
Kircher, come on!
Before people can visit patients in the ICU, especially if they come from the Brooklyn or.
Oh my God, he's all the way over there. Kircher, come on!
He's so much better.
Let's go home! Come on!
Back home at my own home.
Here he comes. He'll put in a half a lap. Yeah, he's over there.
Oh, yeah, he's coming.
It's my killer eyesight.
You are good.
You can't, it has to be.
But that's actually
stopped somehow. But, like, come on.
So the index case, they call it the index case. Patient zero.
Patient zero. That's the guy that had it, the person?
The kid who got it.
Oh, okay, it was patient zero.
It was patient called.
Okay.
The first one who started the epidemic.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was a child in Brooklyn, a Hasidic, who went back to Israel
with
the family for Sukkot.
Yeah, for Sukkot.
Sukkot. He came, I don't actually know, came back to the U.S. and started the first. It's back to New York, started the first wave. And then everything has been, since then, has been.
My God, it pins back to one kid.
Yeah, they were able to trace it back to one person.
How ostracized is that family? Like, what happens
to
them?
They're not ostracized at all. First of all, we do keep this confidential.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but still, like, I'm not, no one's asking, like, the name or where he lives, but, like, at some point, somebody's gonna. No. But
they're not, because this is the Hasidic community, so they close ranks about it.
I guess. Right? Yeah, that is true.
They keep secrets and all that. So.
Well, you know what? Your secrets can't kill people, and that's a problem. Come on!
Because you know, actually, there was two lawsuits in Rockland County. One was actually against that public ban, that was the one that was struck down. But there was another one in which people, like, they also had banned it, that you can't bring your kids to school. You have to stay home.
Yeah, good.
That one still has not been struck down. That's still standing.
Okay.
Basically,
now that's what they're trying to do here.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
But it's really disturbing to see every other tweet from the mayor of New York City has to be, like, vaccinate your kids, the vaccines are safe. This is now a state of emergency.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example. When they told us that we needed to.
Hold on, that's that guy. Get Gunner. That's that guy with that huge dog.
Oh, no, I saw him.
So yeah, they do. So what were you saying?
Oh, so like when we were told that it was an epidemic and to start restricting visitors.
Yeah, is that still going on?
It is still going on.
Wow.
And it's actually, you know, it's kind of hard because
who stops people when they walk into a hospital?
Staff. So like, if they want to come and visit, we're supposed to screen to see if they're symptomatic. And if they're coming from Brooklyn.
What a time suck that is. Oh, my God.
And then, not only that, we have to demand documentation of vaccination. I was like, you know, who walks around with documentation?
And how many people are, I mean, I guess in like, certain parts of the hospital, I guess you have less traffic. But, I mean, there's people walking in and out of public buildings and hospitals. Like,
well, there's nothing to do about that, right? That's why it's a public threat.
But that's crazy.
Because, you know, a lot of patients are, you know, compromised.
Right.
They're transplants. They're like.
A woman just put out an article, Mother Jones, who was like, please don't kill my daughter.
I know.
Like, she has an infant daughter battling cancer.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly it.
Like, what kind of, like, parent would risk putting another parent's child, like,
selfish. That's what I'm saying.
It's so ridiculously selfish.
It is very, very short-sighted. And but anyway, it's just impossible to enforce completely. Because I don't, like, and I tell my staff, basically, no kids. Right? It's like, just don't let any kids into the ICU. That's where most of the infections are, right? In the kids. Wow, this is so
fun. Well, there's a lot of them not today. Yeah, the weather's getting nice.
Well, they're training for racism.
Man, that's pretty scary. what do you do about, like, what do you do if you have, like, an infant that hasn't had their rounds of...
There's nothing you can do.
So you don't take them out? Like, you don't take them to the park? You don't take them to the mall or the supermarket?
That's
or...
That's the problem.
That's a giant rat. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. That's
not
the problem, right? So all these people, like, oh, you know, I and it's the babies.
Well, yeah, like, Hazmat has a baby, and she's like, can I go out?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't... She's, like, sitting out there in suburbia. I mean, far away from an Orthodox community. Yeah. But still, I mean, I guess you really have to play, logistically, the odds. You're like, I'm really not close. I can go to the mall.
Or you say, in my community, they don't really have this problem. So, like, if you're living in a community, like here in Hanna Tai Fai, because we don't have an epidemic here. There are no cases.
It's close, though. It's close.
Yeah, but there's no cases here.
How long can it live airborne? Like, if you're on, like, can you touch a pole and, like...
I don't know.
Subway pole situation or bus... Now it's going to be, like, Purell the shit out of yourself. Like, do you just bathe in it?
What? Yeah, but it doesn't happen.
It doesn't help.
Airborne.
Yeah, you breathe it in.
Time
to buy masks and walk around. I mean, that's not a joke. Like, you literally now don't laugh at people that put those masks on and...
Yeah.
Wear Hello Kitty on their face and, like, walk around because they don't want to breathe in shit from people they don't trust.
I haven't had any cases in Manhattan.
It's,
but if you were living in, like, Park Slope, like, you know what?
Yeah, it's close.
If you had a baby, I actually
would be concerned.
I just don't know who's going, you know? You can't always know who has a measles. And here's the worst thing. It's infectious before the symptoms come in.
You have it already before you start showing any...
But they actually... So, like, a kid will start being infectious, like, spewing the measles before they show rash and fever. So, they don't even know.
Come on, Bubba.
So, you can't say, oh, they look sick or they have rash. I'm not going to get
And then by the time you see the rash, it's too late.
Right, right.
Jesus!
It's infectious before the rash of... It's a whole day before the rash shows up.
Wow, so then they're really... You really can't tell.
No.
That's even more... It's like invisible.
Yeah.
Well, most... I'm guessing most airborne viruses are invisible like
that.
It is,
but, like, you know, like, if somebody was, like, you know, big old rash, then at least you want to not come up to them, right?
Yeah.
Measles is, like, rash, right? But the problem is just they're infectious before the rash comes back.
That's crazy. Oh, my God. I'm going to go buy some masks. I know, I'm just kidding.
But I'll tell you.
But I'm not.
It's like, here's the thing. If you go to Israel, I think it's not crazy to wear a mask on the plane.
On the plane. That's really a good point.
Right? It's not crazy. I was on the plane the other day, Texas, okay? You know, like, there's all these people wearing masks on the plane.
Yeah, I don't,
I
you know,
never done that.
He who laughs last, laughs best. It's not a bad idea, I guess, because, I mean, especially on an airplane where there's zero air circulation.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, us.
A lot of people.
Gross. Well, keep it in Brooklyn and fix that shit.
So we have it in the Bronx, right? Remember, I work in the Bronx. Guy came from Brooklyn.
Yeah, why did he come all the way?
I don't know.
Why did he just stay in Brooklyn?
Even though I don't know who the person is.
But yeah, I mean, right, because you don't want to change the way.
So I don't know who the guy is. I know he's in the hospital in isolation.
Jeez!
But,
That's insane. Really, I mean, and how do you know when you've actually really ended it? Like, how do they now know if there's no way to track it now and they don't know how many kids have it, how do they know when it's actually gone? Like, well,
when they see no more new cases.
Ah, okay.
And they have it. Right now, they're still seeing more. That's why so when they declare a public health emergency, it is because they actually saw more and more cases. And whenever you see more and more cases, it just means there's even more to come.
Oh.
Okay? Because it's so infectious.
Well, that's
exponential.
It's not the good news that people are looking for. So now you have to see no new cases in order to know. Well, I guess they have to also announce that. Like, there's going to have to be, you have to pay attention now to the news and to Twitter and to all this shit because.
Yeah, so it will eventually be contained only because, and this may sound awful, but you have a set population that it can burn out, meaning that if there is enough vaccination in the rest of Brooklyn or Manhattan, so all the Hasidics, you know, who didn't get it, they all get infected.
And then that's
and
it.
It's done.
Yeah.
Right?
God, that's terrible.
Yeah, so...
That's like it eats its own... It, like, eats itself to death, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that goes well with breakfast and coffee. Oh, my God.
But then you get these ridiculous moms who say, oh, all my children live, so what's the big deal? I'm just not going to give any more vaccines or... You know, like,
right, and then they have like seven, eight,
no
nine kids.
Deal, right?
Yeah.
It's no big deal that that they get measles because they live, right? There's a rash, no big deal. Again, selfish.
Totally selfish. But despite that, I have to say, the sunrise is quite pretty.
It is, isn't it? I agree with you.
I mean, you have to at some point.
That walk from the Central Park. Yeah,
oh, and here's the puppy. Here we go.
Oh,
all right.
Puppy.
Done. I'm done with the measles. Okay. So basically, first, let me apologize for the shite quality of that audio. We were outside. It was windy. It was rainy. I don't know if that's a bus or an airplane that this mic is picking up from my iPhone, but it's loud. And so I apologize for that. And if I had like $50,000 software and wasn't sitting and recording this in my apartment and was in a studio, I'm sure somebody with an audio tech degree would be able to clean that up and, you know, take that, all that background noise out. But that's not going to fucking happen. So do your best to try to listen and hear what she's saying, because she is really talking about people being so selfish and so self-centered that they give absolutely zero fucks if they potentially harm other people. And you would think that if you were an Orthodox religious Jew, that you are that devout and that you don't want to harm anybody. You don't want to bring harm to anybody else. That is not part of that religion. Hurting people, knowingly putting people in danger. I am not a biblical scholar. I am not a religious scholar. I am not an Orthodox Jew by any stretch of the imagination. But I mean, in any religion, most religions are based on doing good for people and not harming others and practicing your religion peacefully and, you know, in a protected space where you are free to, you know, believe as you choose, but you are not free to fucking potentially kill other fucking people. It just doesn't work that way. And that is why doctors, professionals in the medical community, and the mayor and public health advocates are declaring a state of emergency, because these people don't give a fuck. They're like, I don't fucking care. And now you have to think about, if I'm getting on a plane and I don't know who I'm on the plane with, should I wear a mask? I didn't realize how contagious the shit was from like a football field away. Who knew? And I guess you really can't. You are infected long before the symptoms show up. So the rash is not the takeaway. Like, man, I better back away from you, dude. I was around you way before you got the rash. You could be fucked if you're not vaccinated. And that's crazy to me. And it's clearly it's crazy enough that the mayor is declaring a state of emergency, and every other one of his fucking tweets is like, yo, go get vaccinated right now and we won't charge you. And like I said before, fuck the charging. It starts to throw people in fucking jail. If you could potentially kill people, and it's like a silent killer. This is not like somebody, God forbid, like walking in with like fucking AK-47s and like spraying the joint. You could at least see it coming and like run for cover if you have an opportunity. And that's a terrible fucking analogy in the state of the world with gun violence, but it's the only one that I could really make, because there you can clearly see the threat coming at you. Here you can't even see the fucking threat. What are you supposed to do? Like run across every time you see a Hasidic Jew, you're supposed to like dart across the fucking street, get off the bus. There was already a case in Brooklyn where the guy wouldn't let the guy on the bus. He gave him a hard time. Dude, if I was a fucking bus driver, hopefully you'd be vaccinated, but you don't know about anybody else riding the bus. And the guy was like, okay, get on the bus. And he called him like measles man or something. And he was an Orthodox Jew with the payas, with the black hat, with the black coat and the tzitz hanging out. Like clearly Orthodox, clearly ultra Orthodox. And the guy was like, okay, get on the bus, measles man. That's the shit that's going to start happening. People are going to start ostracizing the fuck out of you if they feel that you are a fucking threat to them, to their family, or to anybody else in the public. What are you supposed to do? people are going to start banning people from places. Like, now these kids cannot go to school. They cannot go to daycare. But again, how the fuck are you going to tell who they are? Like, you have to carry your vaccination records with you now? Let me see your papers. That shit's crazy. There were other reasons people had to carry around papers and show proof of who they were. We don't need to go back there, but this is some fucked up shit. For something that was cured, is preventable. It's fucked up. We don't have to be dealing with this. People don't have to be scared for their kids. People don't have to be scared if they're fighting an immunodeficient disease. People don't have to be afraid. This is curable. This is fucking 100% preventable. And yet here these people are fucking the whole shit up for everybody else. Well, you know what? Then get the fuck out. Go live on some island. Go find a place where you are not in the public sector or in any way near anyone else other than people just the fuck like you. And then you can all get measles and you'll all fucking die anyway. And it'll be a fucking ghost town. Because eventually, like Dr. Betty said, the shit will burn itself out. Everybody will either get the fucking measles and get infected and potentially die. It is literally beyond bizarre and beyond unnecessary and really just the most ridiculous. It's 2019, and here we are dealing with this dumb shit that 19 years ago was not a problem. Because scientists figured out a way to cure the motherfucking shit. Do you think for one second if there was a 100% preventable cure for, God forbid, AIDS? Like, people would be like, yeah, no thanks. I'm not going to get the vaccine. Are you fucking crazy? You know, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances with something that could fucking kill me. Nobody would do that. But these fucking people, what is the mindset behind that? I can't understand it for the fucking life of me. I'll take my chances and potentially kill my own kid instead of getting my kid vaccinated with a vaccine that is scientifically proven to have no connection to autism. So all of these motherfucking anti-vaxxers could fuck all the way off. Go vaccinate your kids or end up in fucking jail. And listen, this is not a joke. Like, if you have kids and you're going through Brooklyn, you need to be fucking careful. If you're going through Borough Park, if you're going through Park Slope, you need to be aware. And that's nuts because you can't see it. You don't know where it is. You don't know who was in the store before you. How long does the shit last in the air? I forgot to ask her that. Like, what is the lifespan once it's outside of the person's body that the measles can live? And no, I'm not going to go Google that. But like, you don't know who walked in the store before you, who walked in the supermarket before you. Kids fucking cough all over everything. They wipe their snot all over everything. It's all over the fucking place out there in those places. What are you supposed to do? Like, are you literally supposed to wear a hazmat suit if you live in those neighborhoods? That's redonkulous. That's just batshit fucking crazy. And it's 1,000 million gazillion percent unfucking necessary. So basically, the gist of this whole thing is vaccinate your motherfucking kids or don't have any fucking kids because you're not responsible enough. You are not a responsible enough human being if you are willing to put other people's fucking lives at risk. And that's all I have to say about that because I think I've said it a million times already. And listen, Oprah, you need to come out and fucking say something. You need to apologize for giving Jenny McCarthy the fucking platform. You need to make a stronger statement that these vaccines work. And that would be really helpful, Oprah, if you could tweet that out. If you could be like, yo, I made a mistake. The information that I got was not accurate. And here's the accurate information. Because I don't know how many ultra-Orthodox women are home with their kids watching Oprah, but there's plenty of people on social media that may get the fucking message. Because clearly people are also getting their medical information from Facebook, which is so fucking stupid. You have a phone. There are some of the best hospitals in the world in this city, and yet people refuse to go to them for information. Siri, Alexa, and Google are not the place to go for your medical information. And I am not a doctor, but I am fucking have one functioning brain cell in my head, at least, when it's not getting the shit kicked out of it by Chef Wong on Words with Friends. with the most random fucking words from countries. Like, I didn't even know you can use words from other countries and words with friends and words in the Scrabble dictionary when you need it. And now I'm off on another tangent. But basically, that's the point. You have the information available to you. Go fucking use it. Use it. Go to a doctor. They have to go to doctors. They're not having babies like in the back of a shtetl. They're not like having them like in their minivan. They're going to hospitals. Talk to a fucking doctor and let the doctor tell you scientifically. I don't care if he tells you in Yiddish. I don't care if he tells you in fucking Hebrew. I don't care if he tells you in English. I don't care whatever fucking language. Let the doctor tell you scientifically that this is safe. It's safer than taking the risk of your kid getting the fucking measles and dying. That's what doctors are for. That's what medicine is for. And that's what the data is for. People spend years and years and years going to school, getting degrees upon degrees upon degrees, and doing internships and going to different countries and communicating with people all over the world with the World Health Organization and all this shit so that they can fight these things so that massive amounts of people don't die from shit that's fucking preventable. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, it's not rocket science. It's really not. It's medical science, and it's provable, and it's proven, and it's been proven to be successful. So fucking use it. It's there for you. It's free. They're giving the vaccines out. They just want your kid to get vaccinated. You don't have to pay for it. Take fucking advantage of it. Go get the free vaccine. Buy one, get one free. Bring your friend. Have a vaccine party, not a fucking measles party. I mean, it's... Jesus fucking Christ, like, come on. This is not necessary. And then we can focus on curing things that are fucking really killing people, like Alzheimer's, like cancer, like leukemia, like Lou Gehrig's disease. Let people focus on shit that's really important and that can make the changes that need to be made moving forward. Why the fuck do we keep moving backwards? I mean, forget the shit that's happening in the plantation White House. That's taken us back far the fuck enough already. But this shit is ridiculous. This measles shit is preventable, and it's been prevented. It's been cured. It's known to work. Go look at the fucking research. Go read the fucking data. Go Google that. Go Google the data on measles. Go Google the fact that it works. Go to the CDC website. Don't go to fucking Oprah's website, and don't for fuck's sake listen to any fucking thing that Jenny fucking McCarthy says. Listen to what I say. I'm the expert on that. Man, oh man, Ashevitz, that shit is ridiculously annoying. All right, well, anyway, the most important part was listening to Dr. Betty because, you know, you have to have the science to back it up. And I'm very fortunate to be able to have these people around me and people that are willing to share this information at 6 o'clock in the morning while we walk around in a circle with our dogs in the park. So I don't want to keep that all to myself. I want to share it with all of you. And Hazmat, I hope that, you know, this helps in some way and it doesn't make you more crazy because there's not enough Purell on the planet. So, you know, share this. Let people know, like, if you talk to anybody. I don't know. I'm guessing that the majority of us don't run in those circles with the ultra-Orthodox Jews. I mean, it's a tough one because the people that you need to get the information to are not necessarily the people that you talk to. And that is why I guess the mayor had to go and do what he had to do. So go look at the mayor's tweets. Go look at the CDC's tweets. And I don't know, buy a fucking mask if you're getting on a plane and flying somewhere with a bunch of Jews, ultra-Orthodox Jews. And that's all I have to say about that. And this went on a hell of a lot longer than I thought. But, you know, it's that big of an issue right now. So I hope you're all vaccinated. I hope you all can recall your memories of the oatmeal bath with the chicken pox. And if you have never had to go through that... You're lucky. If you did go through that, you know the comfort and joy that that oatmeal bath brings, and we never have to do it again. So that being said, listen, you could find me on the Twitter. Let me know, at Wicked Sick Poet, because Doodleheads is still suspended thanks to Twitter. And that's I'll get into that story another time, like I said before. But you can find me, Wicked Sick Poet. Let me know what you think. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'm going to end it now because I could go on and on and on. And that's the end of this song. We'll be back with another rant sooner rather than later. Hit me up on the Instagram, on the Twitter, or come walk with us in the park at 6 o'clock in the morning. You may even bump into the coyote. And with that, peace and hair grease. We out.